song is in the air, telling us romance is ours to share. Now at last we found ourselves alone. Love like yours and mine has the thrilling glow of sparkling wine. Make the most of time ere it has flown away. You and the night and the music fill me with flaming desire, setting my being completely on fire. You and the night and the music thrill me, but will we be one? After the night and the music are done, until the time of pale light, of dawning and daylight, our hearts will be throbbing guitars. Morning may come without warning and take away the stars. If we must live for the moment, love till the moment is through. After the night and the music die, will I have. If we must live for the moment, love till the moment is through. After the night and the music die, will I.
From 1957, that was The Accidentals with Russell Garcia conducting the orchestra. You and the Night and the Music. It's Bigly at Night with me, RB, for the next 2 hours. And, well, if I can, you can, so don't worry.
And all my skies of blue. I'll tell you, I'm not asking any miracle. It can be done, it can be done. I know a clergyman who will grow lyrical and make us one, and make us one. So, my one and only, there isn't a reason why you should turn me down when I'm so crazy over you. Thank you.
a little obi-do-do there at the end, but that was Harry Reese's orchestra, Thomas Stax doing the singing, and My One and Only, and that was from 1927. Coming up after this song, we've got Three from Bing, which is always good, but between then and now, we have Marry the Man Today, and it comes from the great Vivian Blaine, who I think once upon a time was in Guys and Dolls.
At Wanamaker's in Saxon Clines, a lesson I've been taught. You can't get alterations on a dress you haven't bought. At any vegetable market, from Borneo to Nome, you mustn't squeeze a melon till you get the melon home.
You've simply got to gamble.
You get no guarantee.
Now doesn't that kind of apply to you and I?
You and me?
Why not?
Why not what?
Marry the man today. Trouble though he may be, much as he loves to play, crazy and wild and free, marry the man today, rather than sigh and sorrow. Marry the man today and change his ways tomorrow.
Marry the man today.
Marry the man today.
Maybe he's leaving town.
Maybe he's leaving town.
Don't let him get away.
Don't let him get away.
Hurry and track him
counter
down.
Attack him and marry the man today. Give him the girlish laughter.
Give him your hand today and save the fist for after.
Slowly introduce him to the better things. Respectable, conservative, and clean.
Read his digest.
Guile and Bordeaux.
Ride his peach. Galoshes.
Ovaltine. But marry the man today. Handle it meek and gently. Marry the man today and train him subsequently.
Carefully expose him to domestic life. And if he ever tries to stray from you, have a pot roast.
Have a headache.
Have a baby.
Have two,
six,
nine.
Stop.
Marry the man today, rather than sigh and sorrow. Marry the man today and change his way.
And change his way.
And change his way.
And change his way.
And change his
way.
Tomorrow.
Well, that was Silly Old Me mentioning Vivian Blaine and Guys and Dolls, and that song came from Guys and Dolls. She was in the original Broadway recording, original Broadway production, back in 1950, along with Robert Alder and Sam Levine. And we heard Vivian Blaine singing there with Isabel Bigley. And the song was called quite simply Marry the Man Today. And of course, it went into a very popular film as well, which Vivian was in. And I understand they're actually doing a remake of the film. I think they either started it or they thought about it towards the end of September 2024, but I don't know if the story would carry on now today, but hey, give it a go, see what happens. Time now for some songs from Bing Crosby, and this week I think you're going to really like these, because they're songs that you've heard other people sing, like this one. It's called If I Loved You. And to start it, we just have to say the two magic words, Bing, sing.
Time and again I would try to say all I'd want you to know. circles I'd go. Longing to tell you, but afraid and shy, I'd let my golden chances pass me by. Soon you'd leave me. Time has dulled my longing. Say, has the northern star gone coursing south? If me you doubt, 'tis only you you're wronging. I loved you then, I love you now, I love you when the world grows old. cold and dies. I love you, dear, and hear your answer lies. Now all at once it's you forevermore. I've never been in love before. I thought my heart was safe, and I thought I knew the score. But this is wine that's all too strange and strong. I'm full of foolish song, and out my song must pour. So please forgive this helpless haze I'm in. I've really never been in love before. Haze I'm in, I've never really been in love before.
Frankly, if my mother had heard those three songs, she'd be saying, "Make your mind up, Bing." We started off with "If I Loved You," and then he changed it to "I Love You," and then with Alex Stordahl and his orchestra, he said, "I've never been in love before." Poor old Bing. Well, he'll sing some more songs around about the same time next week, and hopefully between now and then he'll be able to make up his mind. Very good morning to Holger over there in Germany. He says, "It seems I really forgot about you last week." Yes, you did, Holger. Well, I wiped away the tears eventually. There were quite a few, to be honest with you, having been forgotten like that, but I'm a big boy. I can take it. But he's made up for this week. He says, "Today it's a song from 1960s. It's by Vico Torriani, and it's called Cafe Oriental. I think this is going to be rather fun."
Im Orient gibt's ein Lokal,
das Café Oriental.
Jeder Scheich war schon einmal
im Café Oriental.
Dies Lokal ist ein Magnet, dort gibt's Frauen ohne Zahl. Und wer sowas sucht, der geht
ins Café Oriental.
Lei, 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 lei.
Besonders schön
im Café Oriental.
Sie sah aus wie die Lorraine
im Café Oriental.
Ehrlich
varie Dekolletés, sie war schlank und so schmal und war braun wie der Kaffee
im Café Oriental.
Um ein Rendezvous
im Café Oriental.
Kaum war ich in ihrer Nähe, flog ich raus aus dem Saal, denn ihr Mann war der Portier
im Café Oriental.
Eine an, frag ich erst sie einmal, sagen sie, haben sie einen Mann?
Im Café Oriental.
Nein, 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 and with a name like that, you won't be surprised to find that he was actually born in Switzerland, in Geneva. Was in lots of films as well, and also in operettas and musical theatre. And you will not be surprised to learn, I suspect, that he was also in the Eurovision Song Contest, where he represented Germany, and that was in 1958. And that's our song from Holger's House this week. Holger, thank you so much, and a belated Happy New Year to you and to Christine.
Thank you.
lovely stuff. That was Dolly Dawn there singing along with George Hall and his Hotel Taft Orchestra and Weatherman from 1935.
And now, this week's poem in Poetry Corner with Jesse in California.
Part of the family, Angel Radio.
Yes, indeed, and this is something we've been wanting to do for a long time, and finally Jesse came to our rescue with a poem each week, and it's a good one this week. It's called My Mither Tongue. Sorry, Jesse, I know the pronunciation is absolutely awful. It's a poem by Peter Whitlock, and in it he basically is practicing what he preaches and uses his mither tongue to express the importance of, good Scotch. Here's Jesse.
My Mither Tongue by Peter Whitlock. A wah wi' a' your high-flown speech, though framed wi' muckle airt. A canny thole its plishet soons, they dinna reach the hert. Gie me the strecht oot, feck fu crack, fae affectation free, and cleed it in the good braid scotch, my mither tongue for me. And wha are they that ca' it coarse, nor fit for culture dear? Its accents speak o' freedom's micht, and o' the hert hod's dear. Let a' gang rang, and may my hert wi' dool and way be wrung, gin I forget, or lichtly speak o' thee, my mither tongue. My mither tongue. Ah, yes, 'twas hers wha being gave to me. I'll mind her good old farrant words until the day I dee. Their hamely music thrills me through and makes me yince mair young. Nae wonder, though, I loo it weel. My ain, my mither tongue. When far awa' fae Scotland's shore, oot o'er the salt sea fame, her mony wandering sons aft think upon their ain old hame. When nocht upon their weary ears but stranger speech is flung, they lang to hear the kindly sooth o' their ain mother tongue. And syne it sangs, oor ain Scots sangs, nane may wi' them compare, for nature and the passions o' are mirrored truly there. May mony mair, as time rows on, by Scotia's bairns be sung, and say like brothers mak us a', wha loo oor mither tongue.
Wasn't that brilliant? Absolutely brilliant. That was Jesse up in California there with My Mither's Tongue. Lots of words in there. Muckle airt apparently is a large part. Plishet is splash. Straight oot fekfu is straightforward. Let's see. Old farrant is old fashioned, and lots of good words in there. Jesse, thank you so much. It is so nice to hear Scottish poetry with a Scottish accent, isn't it? And we'll have some more from our Jesse around about the same time next week. But that was her poetry debut. She sang on the programme, well, not this programme, but my live programme a couple of weeks ago. And we're very pleased to have her a part of this programme each and every week from now on. Jesse, bless you.
Thank you. I'm falling. Hold me tight, I'm falling, falling, falling in love with you. Now I'm all through with stalling. Hold me tight, I'm falling, falling, falling in love with you. I thought Cupid very stupid till he started to shoot. But there's no doubt he caught me out without a parachute.
Oh.
S.O.S. I'm calling.
Oh.
Hold me tight, I'm falling, falling, falling in love with you.
Doing the vocalizations there from 1936, and Hold Me Tight, I'm Falling. You're listening to Beagley at Night with me, Roy Beagley, here on Angel Radio. Time now for Beagley's Big Three, and we say a very good morning to Eric, who is all a bit of a mixture. Eric is a Canadian living in Newcastle West, which is actually in Ireland, southwest of Limerick, and he wants me to play some songs, and he selected the three songs himself from Frank Sinatra from his album about British songs. So I hope you keep it up, because I will be asking questions afterwards. But basically, I think it's three songs, Beagley's Big Three, from Mr. Frank Sinatra, all with a British connection. Eric, thank you so much.
We'll gather lilacs in the spring again and walk together down an English lane until our hearts have learned to sing again. When you come home once more, and in the evening by the firelight's glow, you'll hold me close and never let me go. Your eyes will tell me all I want to know. When you come home once more, and in the evening by the firelight's glow, hold me close and never let me go. Your eyes will tell me all I want to know. When you come home once is a wonderful sight. There is magic abroad in the air. I'm often told that the streets turn to gold when the moon shines on Circus and a square. Deep in the dark that envelops the park, there's romance in each cigarette's glow. Down by the Thames, lights that sparkle like gems seem to wink at each girl and her beau. Up comes the moon when the city's asleep. He's not alone, for it seems somewhere up there stands an angel to keep her watch, while each Londoner dreams saw the sun leave the sky. Then we kissed in the fast fading light. Most people say they love London by day, love London by night. That certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and the nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I may be right, I may be wrong, but I'm perfectly willing to swear never smiled at me. A nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. The moon that lingered over London town, poor puzzled moon, he wore a frown. How could he know we two were so in love? The whole darn world seemed upside down. The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodnight, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. Of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodnight, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I know, 'cause I was there that night in Berkeley Square.
Well, thank you, Eric, for those three songs. They all came from the same album. Sinatra sings great songs from Great Britain, and interestingly, it was the only album actually recorded by Frank Sinatra outside of the United States. Rumour has it wasn't very happy with the sound of his voice in that album, although it sounded pretty good to me. He'd basically been touring for quite some time before he made that album, and he had a bad throat, and they recorded it all, I think, in about 2 days back in June 1962. But three great songs there, and we heard, of course, We'll Gather Lilacs in the Spring, and London by Night, which I thought was really nice, and A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square. And we heard that from Canadian Eric living in Newcastle West, which is southwest of Limerick in Ireland. And really do appreciate that, Eric. Thank you so much indeed. And if you would like to be the purveyor of next week's Beagle's Big Three, quite simple. All you have to do is email me, roy@angelradio.uk. Let me know the artist and the songs. If you want me to choose the songs, that's fine, I will. And if you don't have access to email, then you can call the receptionists on 0800 014 1955 during the course of the day. And if you get a real live receptionist, you can tell them, ask them if they would very kindly mind passing the message on to me by email. And if you get the recorded phone, then just leave a message on the line and it'll get through eventually. And that's Beagle's Big Three this week with dear old Blue Eyes. Time for a time check now. Let me do this. And done. Okay.
At the third stroke, the time on Angel Radio will be, about 1939.
And I must be away. At dawn I must leave and go with the newborn day. Away will take you along. The days won't be long if you're listening for my song. Never lose hope, for I shall be returning to you. Though I may grope in darkness the whole world through, a message of love, a little soft white dove will token. The message of love which I have left unspoken. Never grieve when I'm gone, for my love lingers on. Oh, my heart is singing a song of love for you. Of the sweetest bliss and the joy of your kiss. Oh, this is my love melody. A message of love, a soft white dove will talk in. The message of love which I have left unspoken. I hope you never grieve when I'm gone. You know my love will linger on, because my heart keeps singing, la, 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 Paloma.
On your old Valve Wireless and your new digital radio.
Good morning, this is Angel Radio.
Hi, my name is Thomas, and you're listening to my uncle on Angel Radio.
Thank you.
to tell you what that song was called. You got another thing coming. My Little Grass Shack in Somewhere in Hawaii. It was recorded in Los Angeles in December 1938, and it was Ted Fiorito and his orchestra with Muzzy Marcelin and the debutantes doing the vocalizations. You're listening to Beagley at Nighttime now for I Heard It at the Movies, and this is where we play you a song each week that we got from a film. Not always, as is the case with this week, we actually play in the version that was in the film. Sometimes we find something that's a little bit better or a little bit worse, depending on your point of view. But the film is The Godfather. You remember, that was from 1972. Starred Marlon Brando with a lot of cotton wool balls in his mouth, I seem to recall, and Al Pacino made him a star, and lots of other people were in it. It was a very good movie, and it won lots and lots of Oscars, as indeed did the sequel as well, Godfather 2, two very good films. The film starts up at a wedding, I seem to recall. I'm not sure exactly whose wedding it is. It's probably the Godfather's daughter, and they're singing a song there, which I thought we would play, because it's rather a nice song. It's not the one featured in the film. Here, though, we're going to hear Oh Mama by the Andrews Sisters.
Mama dear, come over here and see who's looking in my window. It's the butcher boy, I know he's got a bundle in his hand. Tell me why he winks his eye whenever he goes by my window. Daughter, daughter, he's in love and you're in love and love is grand.
Hey, Maria, got it a pork chop. Hey, Maria, got it a lamb chop. You want to marry me?
The butcher boy, she wants to marry the butcher boy. Oh, mama, oh, get that man for me. Oh, mama, how happy I will be. Tra-la-la. And cheery beery bee. Oh, if I'm gonna marry, it's the butcher boy for me. Mama dear, come over here and see who's looking in my window. It's the baker boy, and oh, he's got a bundle in his hand.
Hey, Maria, got the fruitcake. Hey, Maria, got the cheesecake. Oh, you wanna marry me?
The baker boy, she wants to marry the baker boy. Oh, mama, oh, get that man for me. Oh, mama, how happy I will be. Tra-la-la, and cheery-beery-bee. Oh, if I'm gonna marry, it's the baker boy for me. Mama dear, come over here and see who's looking in my window. It's a fisher boy, you know he's got a bundle in his hand.
Hey, Maria, got us a codfish. Hey, Maria, got us a weakfish. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo, you want to marry me?
The fisher boy, she wants to marry the fisher boy. Oh, mama, don't get that man for me. Oh, mama, I cannot marry three. Oh, mama, that would be bigamy. So if I'm gonna marry, it's the father of the three. Oh, if I'm gonna marry, it's the father.
I think we got the message. In the film, it was called Luna Mezza o Amare, and also known as Che la Luna. In the film, it was performed by Morgana King, and I thought we'd hear the version there, though, by the Andrews Sisters. And we'll have another I Heard It in the Movies around about the same time next week, and if there's a particular song that you've noticed and would like me to play too, please get in touch, roy@angelradio.uk, and as I say, we don't necessarily have to play it by the person that was in the movie, but we are also still keeping to the fact that we can't play anything older than 1970. So, you know, we keep all of these things in mind, which is why it's a little bit more broad than normal. But if there is a song there, and it can't be from a musical unless it was in the background type thing. So no do re mi's and stuff like that. We'll have another song for you, as I say, around about the same time next week.
Thank you.
Carmen Cavallaro there with A Dream of Love from 1941. I think most of us will know that as Liszt's Liebestraum, won't we? Yeah, number three to be precise. But very nice it was for all of that. And you're listening to Beagley at Night with me, RB. Time now for a little bit of posh. And this week it is rather posh, actually. And it's also Mozart, which is always more than happy by me, as regular listeners will know. And what are we going to play for you? Well, this is going to be, if I can find it in my list, which I can't actually at the moment. Come on, where is it? We've done all of that. Okay, there it is. Bruno Walker and the Columbia Symphony Orchestra. This is from 1955. It is Mozart's Symphony No. 28, which was in C major, K200, and we are listening to the third movement, the Menuetto Allegretto Trio. Sit back, relax.
Thank you.
Walter and the Columbia Symphony Orchestra with Mozart's Symphony No. 28 in C major, K200, the Minuetto Allegretto Trio. And we'll have some more, a little bit of posh around about the same time next week. It's not always music, sometimes it's poetry, sometimes, well, it can be anything that we want it to be. The only sort of requisite is that it doesn't fit in very well with any other bits of the programme. Which makes it a bit difficult at times, but we get there eventually. All right, where should we go now? How about some piano? Hayes on the piano. It was also his orchestra as well. He just had the whole lot, didn't he? From 1938 with a sophisticated swing. Now, with rather a sophisticated voice, here is Johnny Mathis.
True that you love me. where you are. Somewhere there's heaven. How near, how far. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. If you would come to me soon, until you will have still my heart,
odd thousand miles up, isn't it? Something like that. Johnny Mathis, anyway. And how high? The moon. All right. Well, you know, if you're a regular listener, where we're off to now, normally about 1 hour and 10 minutes after the midnight hour, we go off to Doris Day, and that's exactly where we're going this week. Three songs from the great Double D.
Other nights like this, and I'll be standing here with someone new. There will be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring. But there will never be another you. There will be other lips that I may kiss, but they won't thrill me like yours used to do. Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never ever be another? But how can they come true if there will never ever be another you?
Mm-hmm.
I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true. A few kisses ago, I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. I do. Didn't you know? Like rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to the thrill of them all, then I shall tell them I remember stars that fell like rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, then I shall tell them I the sky, and the sky feels blue. Tear a petal from a rose, and the rose weeps too. Take your heart. My life is yours to take, so please keep the spark awake. Would you take the wings from birds so that they can't fly. Would you take the ocean's roar and leave just a sigh? All this your heart won't let you do. This is what I beg of you. Don't take your love from me.
Song. I thought she was going to go from, but she didn't. Just thought I'd mention it. Doris Day and Three Songs, Day at Night. Started off with There Will Never Be Another You and ended with Don't Take Your Love From Me, and right in the middle, I Remember You. And that completes this week's Day at Night sequence here on Beagle at Night. And guess what? We'll have some more round about the same time next week.
Thank you.
Belschke und son Tanz Orchestra, and it's a long, long way to your heart. You know I'm no good at German. In French I'm better at, because I just throw in a few you can do it. German, much more difficult, but I think Erhard Belschke und sein Tanz Orchestra with the Shuriki Terzet. Holger, if you're still listening, could you give us a call, please? Thank you. All right, where should we go now? Oh, we've got comedy coming up in about 4.5 minutes' time, just thought I'd let you know. We've got two pieces from Julian and Sandy and one piece from Joyce Grenfell. And I also have to remember, this program, it's been going on for quite some time now, years. It's always been 120 minutes, and now we're 3 minutes shorter. So I have to remember that, because I'll get cut off at 117 minutes, regardless of what I'm doing. At 117 minutes and 1 second, I'm gone. So I must remember that, otherwise it could be a very rough ending to the program. But this is going to be pretty good now. This is Mickey. And the whistler there, by the way, was Clyde Burke. Yeah, you remember him. Blue Baron and his orchestra there with Mickey from 1947-ish. Not totally sure about that, but 47-ish. That was the B-side of Two Fat Poker. Just thought I'd throw that in. Now, we're a minute early for the comedy, so we'd either be a minute early or 2 minutes late. So let's choose that one.
happy all of my life. I begged and I pleaded like a natural man until, oh Lord, she gave me her hand.
Countryman's version of Kisses Sweeter Than Wine. I seem to remember it was Jimmy Rogers that had a big hit with that, although lots of people, of course, have recorded it. But I thought it would be nice to hear that version for a change. Okay, time for comedy now. We're late, which is good. One from Joyce Grenfell and then two from Julian and Sandy.
It's ever so nice to you to come around and tell me about the outing, but I don't think I'm going to bother this year. Where's it to? I've been there. No, well, it's the sea, you see, and it's all the same, the sea, so I shan't bother. Well, I don't mind being on my own, you know. No, I get used to it. Well, you've got no choice, have you? Well, you know, I had a sister and I had a brother, but they've gone now a long time. I got a niece. Well, I got her address someplace. I put it away safe. I think she's in Canada, but it could be New Zealand. You know, it's one of them places. But she don't write, I don't write, and there you are. Yes, it is a nice little room, isn't it? Yes, I like it very well. And I have a lovely home help, a nice young woman. She comes in here, she does me out lovely. She pulls a bed out, and you know, she gets all the fluff up from under it. Do you know, there's always a lot of fluff under my bed. We don't know how it gets there. She says to me, oh, yeah, made a lot of fluff this week. Oh, we have a good laugh. Yes, she's very nice. Yes, it is a nice room. And yes, it keeps nice and warm. Well, I tell you what I do. I don't think you meant to, but I light the oven and I leave the door open. I don't think you meant to. And I've got a cold tap, the use of it, halfway down the stairs. And then the other thing is all the way down the stairs and, you know, just across the yard. Yes, it is. It's nice and convenient. And I tell you something. If you was to open this window and lean well out, you could see the back of Woolworths. I like to know what's going on there. Well, it's nice of you to come round, and thank you, but I shan't bother with the outing. But thanks all the same.
Now, the other week, I popped into a new little photographer's in Chelsea. It was called the Studio Bona. Hello, anyone there?
Oh, hello, I'm Julian. This is my friend Sam. Oh, yes,
yes, we're filling in as photographers between acting engagements on the telly. Just done this one where I'm all dragged up as a sultan. Squatting on me cushion, you see. And all surrounded by these dolly little polones.
Yes. And there's me stood at his side wearing a pair of great baggy trousers and full of Eastern promise, waving me... waving me fan over him.
He waved his fan lovely. Anyway, then this bird trolls in, waggling her hips at me, and I look at her with burning masculine desire. Then she gave me that bit of marshmallow.
Yes. Remember that? Oh, it's fame. But apart from that, we've only been doing odds and ends, haven't we? Hither and thither.
Yes, we're filling in as photographers now. What can we do for you then?
Well, I just wanted a portrait, you know, nothing too sexy. Something that brings out the roguish twinkle in my eye and with particular emphasis on the dimple. But I leave it to you.
Well, let's see now. How about if we did you like we done that chap,
Who do you mean?
Wait a minute, it's coming. Takes the James Bond part in them films.
Oh, Fabe. Yes. The shirt slashed open to the waist.
Slashed.
Yes. With your chest bulging.
Bulging.
And a lock of your trousered mop falling carelessly over your... Oh, I can see difficulties.
I don't think it's quite me. No, it's not me.
Now then, how can we express his personality best? Now, go on, Jewel. Can I start creating? Or start thinking of something we can do?
Wait, don't rush me.
All right.
Rush me. Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes?
Yes. I see him all grainy. Absolutely stark and lit from the bottom.
There. Oh, fantabulous. Quick, do it now while the mood's on you.
Yes. Here we go. Under the hood.
Under the hood, yes.
Come on, Sam, give us a hand with him.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
Look, there's just one thing. I'm not telling you your own business, but should I be under the hood with you? Well, today the Englishman is becoming more sophisticated in his eating habits, and to fulfil this need, a number of smart bistros have sprung up, rejoicing in such names as the Contented Cuttlefish, the Interior Decorator's Arms. However, when I saw a new restaurant advertised in my copy of the Posing Brief Collector's Trade Journal, which I buy for the thought of the week... Oh, by Jove, yes, I do. Anyway, the advert read, "Whatever your pleasure, complete it at La Casserole de Bona Gourmet, Islington." So I decided to give it a whirl. Hello, anybody there?
Oh, hello, I'm Julian. This is my friend Sandy.
Oh, hello. Oh, hello, Mr. Hall. Oh, it's nice to have you here today.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, welcome to our Bijou Restaurant X.
So you're restaurateurs now?
Yes.
Oh, yes. We took it up after our success writing about Manjari in the glossies.
Yes, we are bona viver of your Sandy Sup.
Yes, that's right. He's a sort of inclement Freud and I'm a sort of germ carrier. Don't do it for the money, of course. Just to oblige our chums.
Yes.
Get a lot of telly people in.
Yes, Reynard Lusspoon, the choreographer, he's always in. Loves our Omi cooking,
oh,
isn't he?
Yes. And then there's Pandro Wildebeest, television director. Or producer, actually.
That's right,
isn't he? Yes. He does all those tough, hard-hitting documentaries about life on the coalface and steel smelting in Sierra Leone. Lives in that little pink cottage round the corner.
Lovely person.
Oh,
always dropping in for Jewel's speciality.
Yes.
Always does. Yes. Drops in for it.
Likes what I do with the herbs, you see.
He does. He does. Jewel and his herbs.
Yes.
Oh. He can do anything with a few herbs. It's a gift with him.
No, shut up.
No, it is. Don't run yourself down. Oh. Don't run yourself down. See his bread poultice. No. He's always denigrating himself, Miss Drawn.
Is he?
Yes, don't give yourself value.
Don't be strange, Mr. Horn.
No, don't be strange.
Sit yourself down.
Yes.
Now then, what's your fancy?
Well, could I have a vada at your entrees?
Oh, he's bold, isn't he?
Here's the menu.
Yes. Oh, I see you've got Lally of Lamb on.
Oh, yeah. Yes, your lamb's very nice. Or there's your jug's rye. That's some Polari for hair.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
We got it from our special charcuterie.
Ah, charcuterie. Mm. Your butcher?
Oh, you think so? Must be the way I've had my hair done.
You see, Mr. Orne, Vidal likes him to show his ears.
No, don't.
Yes, well, if you've got them, you might as well use them. Of course, they stick out a bit. You don't go out in high wind.
They don't stick out.
They do.
They
yes,
do
they
not
do.
Stick out. Out.
They do.
No.
You lacquer them back. I've seen you at it. Seen him at it.
He's a traitor. You swore you'd never tell.
Oh, shut your mouth. Well, Mr. Orne, dear, what's it to be?
Well, what do you suggest?
Well, to start with, artichoke heart face, with perhaps your mini glass set of Chablis.
Then how about corn on your actual cob?
Oh, yeah, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah, no, wait, you want a macon with that.
A macon, why?
I've seen you're a messy eater.
Then for your main course, there's your shish kebab.
Very shish, yes. With a bottle of your Chateau Neuf du Pape, that's your Pope's Newcastle. And, my dear, there's a meal fit for a queen.
Yes, I fancy it myself.
Yes.
But you don't mind waiting, though, do you?
Why, where are you going?
Out for dinner.
But,
Oh, we're not eating here, Ducky. The food's atrocious. Oh.
When you came along, your heart was my guiding star. When you came along, time stopped in that magic hour. All the lovely things that love can do suddenly happened to me. Then the secret of my dreams you at last set free. When you came along, my heart thundered like the sea. When you came along, I knew you had come for me. Every tender word you spoke to me was like a lover's song.
Nice, that was certainly somebody who had his day, Dickie Valentine. Yeah, Valentine's Day, all right, I won't bother. And it was called When You Came Along from 1956. And before that, we had some comedy. The great Joyce Grenfell with The Outing, and the equally great Hugh Paddock and Kenneth Williams as Julian and Sandy, with Studio Bona and Le Casserole to Bona Gourmet. And of course, in there as well was Kenneth Horne. And we'll have some more comedy round about the same time next week. We always do. Now, this lady, I think she used to let her boots do the walking or something like that, but here it's just simply Let It Be Me.
If for each bit of gladness someone must taste of sadness, I'll bear the sorrow. Let it be me. No
what the price is, I'll make the sacrifices through each tomorrow. Let it be me. Each time we meet, love, I find complete love. Without your sweet love, what would life be? So never leave me lonely. Tell me you will love me only, and that you'll always let it be me. I bless the day I found you. I want to stay.
Saying so. Let It Be Me, and that was from Nancy Sinatra, and that was on her 1966 album, How Does That Grab You? Grab me quite nicely, I don't mind saying. A couple more to go on this week's program, and first up, well, here's Guy Lombardo.
It's just someone to dance with. Every letter that you send me, I read a dozen times or more. Any wonder that I love you more and more? Oh, how I miss your tender kiss and long to hold you tight. I'm a little on the lonely side tonight.
To Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, of course Jimmy Brown doing the singing there, and A Little on the Lonely Side from 1945. Let's go back 4 years to 1941. Sorry about that little flick in the middle there. I inadvertently touched the tape recorder. Yeah, we even use tape recorders on this station. It's great. Record players, tape recorders, cassette players, CD players, you name it, we got them all. Somebody's even got one of those little horny things with the 78 RPM, you know, where the horn comes out of the record player. Great stuff. That's just about it, though, for this edition of Beagle at Night. I'd like to thank you for joining me, and I will be back, do my best to be back around about the same time next week, if they'll have me. Until then, I wish you a good and a safe week, and I'm going to leave you in the hands of Ross Sainty, not a famous English singer, but very definitely a good one, and very popular in his day, although I don't think he really ever had a hit, but he did try, bless him. See you next week. Ta-da.
Send me the pillow that you dream on.
You dream on.
Don't you know that I'd still care for you? Send me the pillow that you dream on.
You dream on.
So darling, I can dream on it too. Each night while I am sleeping, oh so lonely,
oh, so lonely,
I'll share your love in dreams that once were true. Send me the pillow that you dream on.
You dream on.
So darling, I can dream on it too. All that's left of you. Send me the pillow that you dream on.
You dream on.
So darling, I can dream on it too. So darling.